I'm Sarah Verno. I work for Care and Repair England. I am the programme manager for Silverlinks, and we're trialling ways in which we can help older people support one another through their housing and care options in later life.
So what difference do you think the funding will mean to you?
The funding's really important because it's enabled us to trial different approaches in different areas and see what's best, and then hopefully we'll be able to roll out the results of that in other areas throughout the country.
So you've been doing some blog training today. What do you hope to have, or what do you hope to take away with your blog training?
I hope to be able to keep everyone updated with what's going on, share some good news stories, and basically showcase what we've been doing.
Tell me your name and a bit about yourself and your project.
My name is Natalie Dixon, and I'm the project administrator for the Silver Talk project, which is a telephone befriending service for lonely and isolated people in County Durham. The aim is we have volunteers who come in and we'll make a social phone call to the clients who signed up for the service. It's not a helpline, it's not a crisis line or anything like that. It is just a social chat for people who would normally only ever see carers or doctors or professionals rather than just a friend.
And what do you hope will be achieved?
The main aim of the project is to reduce the loneliness and isolation felt by a lot of people living in County Durham. There was a survey done recently and it's proved that 77% of the participants who took part in the survey had feelings of loneliness and social isolation and didn't feel part of their community at all. This is to set up to stop that happening.
And what will you get from the kind of the blog training today?
The aim is that we can then spread the word that we are here, this is what we're doing, and keep everybody updated with how it's going with the project.